All right, it's Friday. Finally, it's Friday. Finally. Friday here at 1320 WARA and all over the world at 1320. No, gosh, wrong again. All over the world, at least on this side of the international dateline, at WARARadio.com. Well, we're off to an inauspicious beginning. Left the mic on during part of that commercial break. Didn't have my bump music ready. Wow. All right. Received a text from Lee and then a follow-up email from another listener. We have breaking news here. Yes, we have breaking news here on 1320 WARA. Where is this? Okay. There it is. And of course, folks, when news breaks, it's usually my fault. I dropped it. Speaker John Boehner retiring from Congress at the end of October. Boehner, who rose from a bartender's son to the most powerful man in Congress, will retire at the end of October, ending a tumultuous five-year tenure atop the House of Representatives. Boehner planned to leave Congress at the end of 2014, one of his aides said Friday morning, but returned because of the unexpected defeat of Eric Cantor in Virginia by one of the Tea Party nonsensical people. The speaker believes putting members through prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable damage to the institution. He is proud with this majority. He is proud of what this majority has accomplished and his speakership. But for the good of the Republican Conference and the institution, he will resign his speakership and his seat in Congress effective October 30th. So we won't have John Boehner to kick around anymore. Speaking of that, there's a related story in the news to John Boehner stepping down as Speaker of the House. Oh, here it is. Here's a bill that John Boehner would certainly be against. Bill barring teen tanning advances. A bill that would bar anyone under the age of 18 from using tanning beds has passed the state Senate. Supporters of the bill, including dermatologists, cite a sharp rise in the number of young people diagnosed with melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. Doctors say they believe that the risk is linked to the increased use of tanning beds. Salon owners say tanning beds are safe if used responsibly in professional settings. Ha ha ha! Massachusetts law currently allows 14 to 17-year-olds to visit tanning salons with written consent from a parent or legal guardian. The bill now heads to the House for consideration. Yes? On the same day, we get the news that orange-skinned John Boehner will resign his seat in Congress and his position as Speaker of the House, and they want to ban teens from using tanning beds, which to me, you know, one, the libertarian in me says, come on, it's their life. Let them, you know, burn themselves to a crisp and expose themselves to cancer if they want. What are we, a nanny state? We're stepping in to protect everyone. I say you let them use the tanning beds and you let them smoke cigarettes while lying in the tanning bed. It's their life. Oh, wait, the secondhand smoke could hurt people in the other tanning beds. No, I think this is a good idea. The vanity is unbelievable. God, you want to tan? Step outside. Of course, the tanning owners, tanning salon owners, they'll be in a kerfuffle because they do big business with the teenagers who come in to get their fake tans, especially during prom season. Isn't it amazing that nobody seems to be happy with the color of their skin? I mean, here in America, white people are constantly trying to get tans so they look darker. In India, there's all kinds of stuff. This was a few months ago in the media about people going through procedures to lighten the color of their skin. Gosh. Whites want to be darker, darks want to be white, lighter. Can't we just be happy with the skin God gave us? Hell, folks, I'm one shade, barely one shade above albino. And, you know, hey, it's the way I was born. Live with it, deal with it. Obviously, the Great Spirit wants me this way. The Great Spirit probably wishes I didn't have such a big mouth. But, you know, what the heck? He gave me the light skin. I'll have to live with it. Welcome to Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat on 1320 WARA and worldwide at WARARadio.com. We'll be here until 12 noon, and then at 12 noon, it's Amy Goodman with Democracy Now!, a far more realistic look at what's really going on in the real world, which allows us to engage in a bit more levity. Way back when, it had to be sometime last year, because this is when I had the Saturday show. I used to be on Saturdays from, what, 10 till noon, I think? And one of the shows I did, it started with a clip from the great Mel Brooks documentary, History of the World, Part 1. You've all seen that documentary, haven't you? A stunningly accurate portrayal of the history of the world. And in one of the scenes, Moses is coming down from the mountain, and he's got three tablets with him, given to him by God, Yahweh, I guess, five commandments on each of the three tablets, and Moses is getting ready to present God's 15 commandments to his people. But he trips, and he stumbles, and he drops one of the tablets. And without skipping a beat, he says, I present to you the 15, whoops, the 10 commandments. And we did a show speculating on what the other five commandments were. What were the other five commandments that God wanted us to follow, you know? And we speculated, you know, thy shall not leave thy shopping cart in the middle of thine parking lot. Thy shall not press the walk button and then dash across the street without waiting for the walk light. Things like that, you know. Thou shall not blame thy spouse for things that I did wrong. Well, we have a related kind of story to that today. Where is it? Where's my This Day in History stuff? Who moved my... Oh, I'm in here alone. It can't be anyone else's fault. All right. On this day... Boy, this print is getting smaller in the newspaper. Don't you notice that? Maybe it's my eyes are getting worse. Da-da-da-da. Where is it? On this day in 1789... The first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. Only 10 of the amendments were ratified, and so became the Bill of Rights. We're all familiar with the Bill of Rights, the, you know, first 10 amendments, you know, to the Constitution. There were 12, though. There were 12 that were sent for ratification. I consider myself a history guy, and I either didn't know this or I used to know it and I forgot. What were the other two amendments? What were the two amendments that didn't get passed on or didn't become part of the Bill of Rights, the original 10 amendments? If you know, give me a ring at 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. The new iPhone 6s are out by Apple. Covetous people who have to have the latest technology lining up around stores all over America to get their iPhone 6, which will only succeed in making them stupider. But if you have one of the new iPhone 6s, do me a favor, look up what were the two amendments that were stricken from the original Bill of Rights. All right, 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. Yes, the iPhone 6 is out. Count me out of the adoration of the iPhone 6. I still have my good old-fashioned Star Trek flip phone. It's good enough for me. I do not want to become one of those people who constantly has that stupid phone in their left hand and never, ever, ever goes anywhere without it. You know, it's interesting when people are on parole now, sometimes they make them put on the GPS bracelets and things like that. Those aren't really necessary anymore, are they? Just require people to always leave their cell phone on, and it does the same thing. That way, Big Brother and the government, and even more importantly, retailers can always track where you are. The iPhone 6, gosh. I guess there's some apps or some technologies now that, based on where you are, certain ads will appear on your iPhone. So if you've shopped at, you know, Macy's or Lord & Taylor recently and you're near a Lord & Taylor, suddenly a Lord & Taylor ad will appear on your smartphone.
course, for me, it's far more likely that when I'm near an Ocean State slob lot, an ad will appear on my phone. Speaking of that, I'm going to have to go to Ocean State slob lot right after the show is over because, yesterday, during the broadcast of the girls' soccer game we had on, Attleboro hosting King Philip. King Philip won 2-0. I broke my Ocean State job lock glasses. Of course, I always keep a backup pair in my briefcase. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, my backup pair is not much better than the broken pair, which, of course, I put together with duct tape because, you know, I'm that kind of guy. I'm not afraid to walk around with duct tape on my glasses. I'm not proud. But I've got to go to Ocean State job lot today and spend the outrageous price of what? It's over $4 when you include taxes, to get 3 pairs of reading glasses. Yes, 3 pairs of reading glasses for about $4, and they're the exact same reading glasses that CVS charges you $18 to $22 for. There's no justice in the world, folks, none at all. We're coming up to 10:15 on 1320 WARA, Pontificating with Paul. Yay, what's the temperature? It's 64 degrees exactly here in Attleboro, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat here on AM 1320. Somebody likes alliteration.
The Arc of Bristol County is holding its 13th annual Pancake Breakfast on Saturday, October 17th, from 8 till 11 a.m. at the Portuguese American Civic Club located on School Street in Taunton, Massachusetts. This full breakfast includes pancakes, syrup, sausage, fruit, coffee, and juice. For more information, call the ARC's Taunton office at 508-884-2971.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was 6, I had one thing on my mind. When I was 6, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was 6, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was 6, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold an informational session on sleep apnea on Thursday, October 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the hospital's auditorium. The evening's topic is, what is sleep apnea and how is it treated? You'll be able to see the latest in sleep apnea technology and learn how to care for your equipment. And you'll be able to network with Sturdy Memorial Hospital clinicians who will be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. For more information or to register, call Sturdy's Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
It is time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Yes, it's time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Oh, oh. There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you.
Stop seven hours, stop seven hours.
Yeah, yeah. Stop, 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 stop. It is time for you to laugh instead of crying. Yes, it's time for you to laugh. So keep on trying. Oh, oh.
Stop sobbing by the Pretenders. That's a message we could all take to heart.
Stop complaining so much.
Of course, if I took that advice, I'd be out of a job. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Sally Jane, the mother of my children, God, she loved Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Oh.
There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you. And there's one thing you gotta know to make me want you so.
Gotta stop 7 hours.
I didn't intend to play the whole song, but we're this close to the end. Why not just let it go? We have an answer. By the way, welcome back to Pontificating with Paul. We'll be here until 12 noon. Yes, we have an answer to the question we proposed. If you're just joining us on this day, September 25th, in 1789, the first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. Only 10 of the 12 amendments were ratified and became the Bill of Rights, so I asked, what were the two that didn't make the cut? You know, this show is based on my opinions, but occasionally people like Ned and Lee and El Miguel, Sandy, Jackie Romanicki, well, they cloud the issue with facts, and Ned stepped up to the plate again. The first amendment that didn't make the cut would have established how members of the House of Representatives would be apportioned to the states. It's based on population now and all that stuff. So again, every state has two senators, but all states have a different number of representatives in the House based on population. So, however they were originally going to apportion the members of the House, didn't make it. By the way, originally, senators weren't elected either. Senators were appointed. So it was much closer to the British system of the House of Commons, where representatives are elected, and the House of Lords, where you inherit your position based on your standing in society. Yes, really. That's how it basically was in this country. Senators were appointed because that job was too important to be left to the riffraff. The common farmers and agrarians to elect those positions. The second amendment that didn't make the cut, and this was, I guess, Madison's idea, forbade Congress from giving itself a pay raise. Wow, seems like a pretty good idea to me. The Boston City Council could learn from that. Boston City Council, basically a meaningless organization. They're trying to get pay raises now, over $100,000. And few of them attend even half the meetings. But anyway, I digress. One of the original 12 amendments that didn't make the cut forbade Congress from giving itself a pay raise. Eventually, a long time later, that position did become the 27th Amendment. And I think that's a pretty good idea. You can't allow Congress to raise their own salary. You know, they deserve raises occasionally, you know, once every century or so, maybe millennia, but, you know, heck, if they were in charge of it, they'd all be getting raises twice every session for doing nothing. All right, so thank you, Ned, for giving me factual information. Ned also sent a bevy of articles in today about stuff going on. One of them, which you might get to, well, heck, let's go there right now. It's 1023 on 1320 WARA. You can call us at 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. 1320. This comes to us from the Worcester Public Schools, and people all over central Massachusetts are screaming racism. Where is it? Here it is. Some Worcester public schools have banned hoodies. Yep. I guess that means the assembly featuring Bill Belichick is now crossed off the agenda, huh? No hoodies allowed in some Worcester public school. The reasoning is that many of the hoodies, the colors, and the styles that they wear them are connected to gangs. Wow. Man. Where are we here? This from the Worcester Telegram. Students are up in arms about a new ban on hoodies at some of the city's high schools, calling the new policy ridiculous. I can think of another word that starts with R. School leaders, however, say they've begun prohibiting students at Burncoat High School and South High Community School from wearing hooded sweatshirts during the school day for safety reasons. School officials said the ban was announced a couple of days before the new school year began. Some students say they didn't find out about it until the first day of school. The idea was suggested by the police department, a couple of school district officials, and was influenced in part by the increase in violent crime involving youth in the city over the summer. Principals were looking at ways they could prevent youth violence at the school, said Robert Pizzella, the district's first school safety liaison. We consulted with the police, and they recommended we pay attention to the hoods. Did anyone recommend they pull their pants up? It's called a waistline, not a halfway around your butt line. Gosh. But I digress. Was that racist? I hope not. Was that insensitive? I hope not. But seriously, they made fun of how we dressed in the 60s and 70s. Can anyone out there really seriously defend bell bottoms? Although when the ladies wore the hip huggers, those were pretty nice, weren't they? You know, the hip hugger jeans, real low on the hips, and then flaring wide, the bell bottoms. I still kind of like that look. Of course, the polyester suits and the loud paisley shirts, those are indefensible. But really, we wore ridiculous things, but at least they were semi-functional. I mean, when we were kids in our bell-bottoms and paisley shirts with our peace signs dangling from our neck, we could still successfully rob a bank and run away from a crime scene without our pants falling down around our ankles, tripping us up and allowing the police to get us. I love those stories. You see those stories at least two or three times a year. Thief caught by police when pants fall down around his ankles, trips, falls, and he's apprehended. But I digress. One of the reasons for the ban on hoodies was a reported connection between hoodies and gang culture in the city. Well, okay, let me just finish the sentence. Which school officials have been trying to keep out of the schools. Hooded sweatshirts can also create more immediate safety issues if the wearer's face is obscured. Well, tell them they can't have the hood up in school. I'm kind of conflicted on this one. If I had my way, we'd go back to the days of school uniforms. That way everyone's wearing the same things. The rich kids can't show off their latest styles. The poor kids don't feel, you know, condemned and looked down upon because they can't afford the latest styles. You know, just go with a certain colored sports shirt, khakis. You know, just a school uniform makes it much easier. Where were we here? Who's Mrs. Bienda? I don't know. Students at Burncoat and South High are not exactly on board with the idea. A petition on iPetitions.com calling for the schools to scrap the new rule had 478 signatures as of Thursday. Well, I think there's over 1,000 kids in both Burncoat High and South High, so that's not a terribly high number yet. I think it's honestly bizarre. It's kind of ridiculous, said Jaslyn Barrero. Yep, Jaslyn. Another made-up name. I'm sorry, was that racist? Said Jaslyn Barrero, a senior at Burncoat. They announced it on the first day, and everyone was shocked. 75% of the school wears hoodies every day. It is the fashion nowadays. She and other students, I would ban hoodies that have Abercrombie & Finch logos on them. Abercrombie & Finch, that's an evil, evil store. Gosh, man, they only have sizes for skinny people, okay? So if you're not skinny, don't bother going into Abercrombie & Fitch. Ugh. Anyway, I digress. She and other students don't buy the argument that banning hoodies makes the school safe. There are other things to help out with safety, Ms. Barrero said. Some students have been defying the policy. If they catch you, they'll make you put the hoodie in your locker, said Burncoat Jr. Javon Daly, who was wearing a hooded shirt after school on Thursday. Some people are just tucking their hoods in. Who's the, what's the name of the guy down here in Attleboro who had the great local band, Georgie Porgy? And, well, when Emily comes in, she can tell me the name. But in the late 60s, he was thrown out of Attleboro High School for wearing long hair. Yep, he refused to cut his hair. They tossed his butt out of school. And George took them to court. And it's funny, it took the case like 3 or 4 years to be adjudicated. The good news is he won. He won in court. The court ruled you can't kick the kid out for wearing the hair the way he wants to wear it. How did that propose a danger to anyone else? But the real ironic thing is by the time the court had finally ruled in George's favor, just about everyone was wearing long hair at school. My brother John's 5 years older than me. He graduated from high school in 1971. His buddy Brian Newark, who was also an outstanding high school football player, grew up to become the Massachusetts ACLU Man of the Year 1 year. But Brian Newark, he led the effort to allow kids to wear jeans to Westboro High School in the early 70s. Hold on, let me hit this so I can finish this story and we'll move on. School committee member Tracy O'Connell Novick also questioned the ban, saying at the committee's meeting last Thursday she had a concern about how it came into being. The way that played out when it was announced within 48 hours of the opening of school, there was no explanation given to students, she said. That's a good point. I mean, if you went out and bought a bunch of hoodies to wear to school and they tell you 2 days before school you can't wear them, that's a little weak. Ms. Novick added she was worried about the abrupt implementation and that it may have left many students without enough other clothes to wear instead, since many of them likely already did their back-to-school clothes shopping. Oh, she just addressed the point I brought up. I bought a whole bunch of hoodies, Burncoat Jr. Yamalika Rosario said. Now I can't wear them to school. Given the outcry from the school committee member Diana Bianchiera said on Thursday, it may be time for the committee to take up the issue. I think it's something we need to look into in the future. I understand kids are uncomfortable with this, but I also understand the safety factor. Well, come on, really. All right, what do you think, folks? No hoodies in school, good idea or bad idea? We'll discuss that after this break, maybe, at 1320 WARA. Radio.
You're listening to Paul Healy and whatever he's going to call this show.
The Attleboro Public Library Genealogy Club will meet on Saturday, October 3rd from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Come and share your research success stories, roadblocks, thoughts, and questions with fellow genealogy enthusiasts. New participants are welcome to attend. Please register at www.attleborolibrary.org/register or call the library at 508-222-0157.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism.
I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Ladies' Adoration Society of Holy Cross Church in Rhode Island, located on High Street in Central Falls, is hosting a pork supper on September 26th at 5:30 p.m. All are invited to attend, but reservations are required and tickets will not be sold at the door. For more information, call 508-226-1218.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
Whoops. Got back to the studio a little bit late there. I have no idea how much money I owe the United Way of Greater Attleboro and Taunton. It's in my other notebook, but we'll find that out. I'm sure it's a whole lot more than just a little bit.
Circumstance beyond our control. The phone, TV, and the news of the world.
Well, I guess we know that Jim Jones wasn't listening to the beginning of the show. He just sent me a text. Yes, Jim, we know. We already addressed the fact that John Orange Tan Boehner will resign from Congress at the end of October. It's so rare that I find out about news before Jim does. But occasionally it happens. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 508-222-1320 after I fade out this song. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. This is Harry.
Whoops, hello, Harry. I turned off my own mic. Darn. Hey, what time's your game Sunday?
No, it's not this Sunday. It's the following Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, they pushed it out.
All right, is it in the morning or the afternoon?
It's a morning game, 10 a.m.
All right, you know what? I can make it then. I'll be there to support you in your playoff push with your over 80 baseball league. But that's not why you called.
No, I was calling because of the dress codes and all that you
were
talking about.
Yes, Worcester Public Schools, if you joined us late, like Jim Jones, Worcester Public Schools, Burncoat High School, and South High School have banned the hoodie. Gosh. Harry, your opinion.
Well, you know, I think that all public schools should have a dress uniform.
Bingo.
You know, khakis and a shirt for the guys and some kind of similar situation for the girls.
Mini skirts? No, sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, that's inappropriate. I apologize. No.
You know, it is a public school. Taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're already paying for everything else. Why don't we just give them a uniform for kind of loud? That way, you know, especially when you've got disparities in income.
Right.
You know, some families can afford to dress the kids to the hilt. Others, you know, they barely can get maybe two uniforms or two outfits.
Yes.
For their kids, and you know, it's always it's always a distraction. what people wear. I mean, obviously, you know, our parents were distracted with the long hair and all that.
Yep.
With the bell bottoms. We weren't distracted. Well, yeah, we were distracted too. But they were really distracted, right?
Yeah, gosh, man.
But, you know, you're saying with the log hair, my brother Tom was on the track team with Coach Masters.
Yeah.
Shot him off the team because he had the long hair, you know.
Clark Masters kicked Tom off the team?
Yeah, and my dad was says, I'm right with you, Clark.
Yeah, I know, yes.
He was like, you wanted everybody to have the same haircut as John Healy. What are you talking about?
Exactly right. Yeah, John had the butch haircut until his sophomore year in high school when he finally started to grow it out a little bit. I had the butch haircut until seventh grade.
Yeah, when you look back at that, you're saying, geez, why didn't we just keep it? It looks so much better now that we're adults, you know. It's like,
well,
oh, the long hair and the afros that we all had, or, you know, because our hair's kinked up and all waves and cowlicks and all. Geez, butch haircut, that's it.
You know why I had to get rid of my butch haircut?
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I looked exactly like Charlie Brown. Yes, in fourth grade, we did the play, I Need All the Friends I Can Get. I played Charlie Brown.
Wow,
and guess who played Schroeder?
Matt Marcy.
Bingo, the official web guru of the Pontificating with Paul show. Matt Marcy played Schroeder.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a Schroeder.
Yes, exactly. And then Nancy Burho, in typecasting, played Lucy. Yes.
Oh, man. But no, you know, your brother Mike might be able to appreciate this. Like, he was in the military.
Yeah.
You know, when we're on the bus going into boot camp, you look around and you see all these strange characters. We're all dressed in all kinds of different outfits, whatever. Yeah. Got long hair. Some got, you know, mohawks and snack. Then, like, the next day, we're all marched off, get our haircuts right. I mean, no hair left on your head. Everybody gets put on the green uniform. And all of a sudden, you look around and say, wow, we all look alike. Where was that guy I was just talking to, like, on the bus last night? Oh, where was that guy? You know, I couldn't even. You know what? And that's it. Level playing ground.
The greatest movie depiction of that is the Bill Murray movie Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they all look the same, except John Candy. John Candy looked different because he was John Candy. But, yeah, so there's one caller against the hoodie ban in Worcester Public Schools. You say go with uniforms.
Man. Yeah, you're there to learn, really. And if there's more distractions than you need, let's get rid of some of those distractions. And that would be one that would be an easy solution. Right there.
And, of course, if Trayvon Martin wasn't wearing a hoodie, he'd still be alive today. There it is, folks.
That's just downright racism, which we still are.
Yes, yes.
We are still combating in this country, and this whole argument against, all lives matter, this is blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Look, black lives haven't mattered for 400 years.
Bingo!
So there is a point to this black lives matters, people. Wake up. You know, white lives have always mattered. so that to combat this and say, oh, you know, all lives matter. Look, we understand that, but,
jeez,
you know, black lives haven't mattered. For the life of this country and probably for many years before that, and it's about time we start looking at racism as a serious issue in this country. I'm glad we are starting to, but I tell you.
No, Harry, that's funny, because one, that's the next note on where I wanted to go next. Oh. Two, I know that you often listen in the morning before this show to my old employer in Worcester.
Yikes.
And that's not the attitude they were expressing this morning, Harry. This is all President Obama's fault. It's because of President Obama, people don't respect the police anymore. And it's perfectly fine for them to go after the troublemakers. Anyway, we'll discuss that after the 10:45 break. All right. You're great, Harry.
Go get him.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. And say hi to your mother for me as well, too. All right. 508-222-1320. 508-222-1320. If you want to impose a dress code in a public school, that's your right to do it. I think it is borderline. No, I think it's over the line racism to ban hoodies, because we know exactly who we're going after when you're banning hoodies. And I think it's really outrageous to ban hoodies 2 days before school begins. Wow.
You talk about out-of-touch administrators. Please, 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. There it is. We just received this text. This is from Rita in Plainville. Bill Belichick is speaking out about the hoodie ban, and he is against it. Although for the proper Bill Belichick style of wearing the hoodie, one, he never puts the hood up, and two, you got to cut off the sleeve, you know, above the elbow, kind of like the midway point of the bicep. That's the way to wear the Bill Belichick hoodie. 508-222-1320 is the number, 508-222-1320. You can text me at 774-287-6194, or you can email me at paul@wararadio.com. That's Paul with a P at wararadio.com. All one word. Where are we here? Do I want to do that next? Climate change is having a surprising effect on bumblebees. Their tongues are shrinking. I didn't know bumblebees had tongues. Interesting. Climate change is making some pretty strange things happening in the world. Like Republicans speaking out against the Pope because the Pope is acknowledging climate change. Commie bastard. Climate change is making some pretty strange things happen in the world. It's able to alter the behavior of tiny marine organisms, change the circulation of the oceans, and even prompt walruses to huddle en masse on the Alaskan shore. But one of the weirder effects of global warming may be happening inside the mouths of one of our most beloved insects, the bumblebee. I love bumblebees. In a new paper published Thursday in the Journal of Science, you all read the Journal of Science, don't you? Well, I know you do, Lee. I mean the rest of the people. Researchers suggest that the effects of climate change are causing some bumblebees' tongues, yes, their tongues, to shrink. So I guess bumblebee shrinkage is completely different than George Costanza shrinkage. In fact, they found that tongues on two alpine species of bumblebees in the Rocky Mountains have shrunk nearly 25% in approximately 40 years. And it might sound bizarre, but this tongue shrinking could actually have a big impact for both bees and the flowers they pollinate. Tongue size is important in bees. There it is, folks. Size matters. It says right here, it's a scientific journal. Sorry, guys. Tongue size is important in bees because it controls which flowers they can visit for nectar. Bees with longer tongues are able to collect nectar from flowers with longer corollas. So longer tongues help please a corolla in a bee. I'm not sure if I can say that in the radio. That's the tube shape a flower's petals form, protecting the tasty nectar inside. Boy, oh boy. About 17,000 punchlines are coming into my head right now. Not a single one of them I can say over the air. Wow. Bees with more medium-length tongues tend to pollinate many different species of flowers, but bees with long tongues are often considered specialists. Yeah. Meaning they only pollinate flowers with deep corolla tubes and only appear in certain films that you can't watch if you're under 18 years old. This can be a beneficial arrangement for both the bee and the plant, especially the female plants. The bee gets to collect nectar from the flowers that insects with shorter tongues can't access, meaning it has less competition for food, and the flower is pollinated by bees that are only visiting other flowers of the same type, meaning there's a better chance its pollen is getting transferred to the correct species. So there it is, folks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, gentlemen, but, you know, they like you to think, well, now they have scientific research that size does matter when it comes to the tongues of bees. 1048 on 1320 WARA. We'll be right back after this, and I'm taking a break before I get myself thrown back on FCC suspension.
You're listening to Paul Healy here on AM 1320 because nobody else wanted this time slot.
On Saturday, September 26th, children ages 5 through 13 can attend Kids Club at Community VNA. Kids Club provides a supportive and understanding atmosphere where grief specialists guide children to explore and express their feelings through crafts and sharing. The program will take place at Community VNA located at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro. For more information or to register, call 800-220-0110 or 508-222-0118.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
Something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in?
All right, welcome back to Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat. We have a text here at 774-287-6194. I can get my own phone number right, gosh. 774-287-6194. It's going to be a long day for the kid. I was in here early today to cover for the last hour of Dominic's show. I'll be back here tonight for the big high school football game between Mansfield and Attleboro. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a great game. This text from the 508 area code, Botany on Pontificating with Paul. You think you're an expert on everything, don't you? No, I don't think I'm an expert on everything. I think I have kind of eclectic tastes. I'm interested in a lot of different stuff. I never knew until just about 5 minutes ago that I was interested in the size of bees' tongues. Anyway, 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. I'm going to get this story off my computer, because if I go back there, I'll end up in trouble. Well, oh, man. See, my mouse is going crazy on my computer. Anyway, 508-222-1320. My father, I'll be right with you, caller. My father talks about how at UVM he needed one more science course before he could graduate, so he took botany, because he thought it would be a gut class, and it was the toughest course he ever took in college, botany. And he used to tell this story all the time, I'll be right with you, caller, complaining about that botany course, how it almost ruined his college career. After he died, when we put the house up for sale, we cleaned out the attic, I found the botany textbook from University of Vermont.
1940. God, I wish I found that when he was still alive. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 508-222-1320. Good morning.
Your father wouldn't have had such a hard time if he looked into that textbook.
Yes, bingo, exactly. How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I just called to tell everybody tomorrow on my show I have Walt Buteau, Channel 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be on, and we're going to just talk about his career, what's going on with him.
Okay.
What he's been covering and stuff like that.
Will you have any experts on regarding the size of bees' tongues?
You know, I was going to do that, but you covered it pretty well.
Oh, well, shucks. Thanks, Dave.
Hold on a second. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. My pants fell down.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. I did. But other than that, everything is good, and you sounded great. And I hate when that happens. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on, Jim. I mean, Dave, we have a question for you from a texter. Will you ask Walt about 38 Studios?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to want to talk about 38 Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. There's an article in the paper today I'll have to try to find as well. Boy,
everybody's going to do time on that one.
What a debacle that was. You know, if that was your idea, if that was my idea, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. But because a bunch of jock-sniffing sports dweebs were in the Rhode Island legislature, they agreed to lend Kurt Schilling $75 million. Because he could throw a fastball with no knowledge of his, you know, business acumen. Stunning.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any, and I don't think that did it for him. I don't think that he was going to depend on business people.
Gosh, unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, tell me.
It was a typical Rhode Island deal, though.
Yeah.
Everybody made money. You see, everybody made money. That's how that's why.
And
that's why Fox is in the slammer.
And they all made money from the taxpayers.
Of course,
stunning.
Of course. You know, what do you think our federal government's doing? I mean, everybody's getting their piece. The reason the bid in the government is so high is because they got to be able to cover the bribes.
Bingo. And everyone hates Congress, but everyone loves their own congressman or woman because they bring home the bacon.
And the other thing is, it's an odd thing because we get all serious here. But when you have a bid, and the guy says, oh, look at how much money they've spent on this. But they make the jobs in our country, so it's not as easy as just saying, okay, we're not going to do this anymore.
Right, man. All right, Dave, believe it or not, we got another text about Walt.
Yeah.
And this I wasn't aware of, but this texter also asked Walt about his hot young wife, Courtney. Where did he meet her?
Oh, sure. Get me pushing the ball.
Really?
Thanks a lot. That'll be nice. Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. All right.
Dave, what time are you on Saturday?
Let me see. I think I'll probably mosey in for 9.
All right. 9 till noon every Saturday right here. Dave Kane.
Yep.
He's the Kane. Right, you're the company. Go get him, Dave.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right. The last two times he's called, he hasn't said, see if this sounds like I'm hanging up. See, he comes up with original material. I just keep repeating the same stuff over and over again. Coming up to 10:57 here on 1320 WARA Radio and worldwide at WARARadio.com. 5,000 watts of truth and power booming across southeastern Massachusetts, northern Rhode Island, and most of Cape Cod. Where are we here? Jim Corbin will have a meteorological update right after the 11 o'clock break. And I think after that, we'll talk about the Black Lives Matters. Jesus, Paul, speak. The Black Lives Matter kerfuffle that's in the news again today. This revolving around the people who protested by blocking all the traffic on Route 93 up in Somerville and in Milton, Massachusetts, 9-10 months ago? Last night, flipping through the channels, and I came across a movie from 1984 that I don't think I've seen since 1984. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, would Donald Trump and his fans hate this movie with a burning passion. Oh, throw the book at him. 9 months ago, Jim Jones is saying throw the book at the protesters. Jim Jones is going to be very surprised by this. I agree with you. I'm a huge, huge supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay? We'll get into details after the 11 o'clock hour. But this protest on 93 was way, way out of line. We'll get into details about that. Anyway, I saw the movie Moscow on the Hudson with Robin Williams last night on one of the obscure, you know, over-the-air channels that I can get on my upstairs TV that's not hooked up to cable. Lee, you can relate to that. And Moscow on the Hudson, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, would Donald Trump and his supporters hate that movie with a burning, bloody passion. There's not a single Western European descendant, white-skinned person in the entire movie. Every scene shows an immigrant from somewhere else on Earth coming to America, working hard, trying hard, making the best of it, and succeeding here the way they never had a chance to at home. And of course, 1984, the Soviet Union was still strong and powerful. And Robin Williams, he's a saxophone player in a Russian circus. His best friend is a clown who's desperate to defect. Robin Williams, he's not very political. He's not a rabble-rouser. And Robin Williams ends up being the one defecting, and his friend, the clown, he doesn't get the chance to defect. And the scene where his friend, the clown, is on the bus that's going to the airport to bring them back to Russia, the look in his face is just heartbreaking. But it was a fun movie. The first half of the movie was better than the second half of the movie. But I never realized when I saw it, you know, back in 1984, there's not a single white person in the whole movie. Boy, Republicans would hate that. But one of the greatest lines in the movie is when he's early on, he's talking to an attorney who came from Cuba, and he says to the attorney, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And the attorney says, you don't have to thank me, you have to pay me. We'll be right back after this on 1320 WARA.
You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM, Attleboro.
The Attleboro Public Library Genealogy Club will meet on Saturday, October 3rd from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Come and share your research success stories, roadblocks, thoughts, and questions with fellow genealogy enthusiasts. New participants are welcome to attend. Please register at www.attleborolibrary.org/register or call the library at 508-222-0157.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Obvious. Oh, hey, guys. Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold an informational session on sleep apnea on Thursday, October 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the hospital's auditorium. The evening's topic is, what is sleep apnea and how is it treated? You'll be able to see the latest in sleep apnea technology and learn how to care for your equipment. And you'll be able to network with Sturdy Memorial Hospital clinicians who will be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. For more information or to register, call Sturdy's Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
Welcome back to Pontificating with Paul here on 1320 WARA. Jim Jones just came into the building, and I was complaining about how tired I am this morning. I had to get up early to fill in for the last hour of Dominic Katoya's show, and Jim said, oh yes, it's so physically taxing to sit in your butt and play music for an hour. And I said, Jim, really? You know, coal miners have no idea how tough this job is. God, can I get some sympathy? Jim Corbin will be calling in with a meteorological update. And then after that, we'll talk about the Black Lives Matters issue, which has reared its ugly head in the news again. Let me fade this down properly. There we go. That's Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan. And this is Jim Corbin. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul. Gotta love Steely Dan. Huh?
Yes, 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 yes.
Good stuff.
Yes,
and the lyrics also are great as well.
Yep.
We've got to...
That song later on, clean this mess up before we all end up in jail. Those test tubes and those scales, get them all out of here. Gee, I wonder what they were making. Anyway.
You couldn't find Elvis Costello's Veronica.
No, I could find it on the interweb, but I couldn't find it in our musical library.
But you can play it, apparently. Dom plays it, I think, off the web, doesn't he?
Dom knows how to use computers, Jim.
Well, anyway, but he is, I completely agree with you. I like his songs more because he did more for himself than Elvis Presley.
And he wrote his own songs.
Well, that's it, yeah. And I think that woman, Veronica, was an old friend of his mother or something like that. I think so.
In a nurse, it's a very sad song, and it's about old ladies in nursing homes. And, you know, whenever I go to visit Carol's mom at Alliance and Braintree, you know, I always make it a point to try to talk to the other, you know, older women, older men there and, you know, get a laugh out of them because it's an unbelievably boring lifestyle there.
Yeah.
And the nurses are great, the nurses' aides are great, but it's, you know, you've lived a long, full life, you know, raised kids, done all the things right, and you basically get put in the nursing home and they bore you to death. It's a sad, sad thing. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. What's going on in the weather, Jim?
Well, the worst weather in the country. Take a guess. What state? Pick one state in the country that is having some pretty good rain right now, which we could really use. Take a wild guess.
South Carolina?
Oh, very close. North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Grace's former home.
That was a good... it is raining in parts of South Carolina, but it's mostly heavy... in, as you say, North Carolina near Charlotte, and also Beaufort, Cape Hatteras. Now, that I'm bringing this up because that's the same storm, not a big storm, but it's bringing a good dose of rain, that may drift just far enough north and bring us some rain by Sunday night at Monday. And let's almost hope we get it. The only thing I've been saying all week is let's not get it during the eclipse, which is Sunday evening.
Yes.
Again, one of the best viewings we've had in a long time. And over the next couple of nights, even before the eclipse, tonight and tomorrow night with mostly clear skies, that big, almost full moon is really going to be a big full moon. The moon is about 20,000 miles closer to the Earth than it usually is on average. So, at any rate, sunshine today. We'll have a few high and mid-level clouds, high temperatures in the upper 60s, winds out of the northeast. Tonight, mostly clear, falling down to about 46, 47. That would be in the more rural locations, about 50 in the cities. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. High temperatures once again in the upper 60s. And then Sunday, sunshine followed by clouds late. High temperatures in the upper 60s. What else is new? And then, again, there is a chance of some rain later Sunday night and Monday. Not heavy, but some rain. And then again, another threat of rain on Wednesday next week. In between, Tuesday may end up being sort of a throwback to part of summer with warm, humid weather. Not hot, humid, but mid-70s with higher humidity. That would be on Tuesday.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
By the way, birthdays, can I be very quick?
Yes, you may.
This is the time of year. I know your birthday is this Sunday, right?
Yep. My brother Mike's is today, and mine is Sunday.
They've done a study over the last 70 years in the United States. United States is the key.
Yep.
The highest frequency of birthdays are the last half of September.
That's because people have a lot of fun on New Year's Eve.
Right around the holidays. You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend, Paul.
Hey, you too. Oh, Jim, one more thing.
Yes.
It is the devil's temperature right now here in Attleboro.
Uh-oh.
66.6 degrees.
That's not good. By the way, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the song you played, wasn't that with Kent State?
Yes, that was the song Ohio I played when I was filling in for Dominic, and it was written directly as a result of the four murders by the National Guardsmen at Kent State.
Not a good thing. Enjoy the weekend again. Let's hope we get some rain after the eclipse on Sunday night.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay.
All right, there we go. It's Jim Corbin. I was complaining before Jim came on that I'm tired this morning. I had to get up an hour earlier. It's been a real busy week. Today's going to be a busy day. Ned, one of my listeners who clouds the issue with facts, texts in, the brain uses about 20% of the energy produced by the body. So stop thinking to save energy when you're tired. You know, my buddy John Richards used to say, keep talking, Paul. That way I know you're not thinking. Let's go back to the phone lines at 508-222-1320. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a beautiful leather coat that I'd like to bequeath to somebody. Okay. I could bring it by the station if
hold on,
pick it up.
Hold on. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
It's Marty.
Hi. Oh, Marty, how you doing?
Good.
Hold on. I think I have to look and see if I have your CD with me in my bag. But before you go on about the gorgeous leather jacket, tell listeners when they can watch your show on AACS cable.
Well, I'm not sure if it's still on the rotation because I haven't been recording live. I'm moving to the West Coast and starting a music career there.
You're moving to the West Coast?
Yes.
How can you do that to us? People love your music around here.
Well, you can still play it. In fact, I'm coming out with a new record, and when I have it in hand, I'll send you a copy, Paul.
Please. Thank you, Marty. And
absolutely.
Give our listeners your full name so they can look you up on YouTube and all that stuff.
Mardi. It's M-A-R-D-I Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Bandcamp.
Okay. .com.
Marty. So it's MartyGarcia.bandcamp. That's where all my music is sold. I have a fan club there.
Excellent.
I have a blog, some new music. I've got free downloads for people who join my fan club. The new Where Is Home record that's going to be on the new CD, but it's like kind of like a little teaser.
Okay.
And so that's out on Bandcamp. And so Marty Garcia.
Excellent.
Bandcamp.com. So now, I'm making money.
Yeah. Now you're going north, northwest or Los Angeles?
I'm going to Northern California. But before I do, I'm going to Tomorrow World in Atlanta. The big music festival from Belgium. Actually, they've had it in Atlanta for a couple of years now on the 33rd parallel, of the planet. So yeah, this is big doings. And it's a sea of tents and camping and music and kids. And it's going to be a lot of kids. My son is actually working this week there. So in my journey to Texas, I've got an entire itinerary planned for the next couple of weeks.
Road trip.
Mid-October. And then it's... I just got my passport, dude. I'm on my way overseas. I'm going over there probably... UK or Europe or something. See what they got to know. What do they know?
Right. All right.
I get bored, and I'll go to Russia, and then, maybe Peru. I don't know.
Wow, gosh. Okay, well, now we know all about the adventures of Marty Garcia, and that's Marty, M-A-R-D-I, as in Mardi Gras, not Marty, as in Marty McFly. So tell us about...
I got a brand new song. Blaze was published on ZenGardener.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zen Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Gardner.
Okay.
.com, Zen, Z-E-N. And if you just do blaze, or do a search for Marty Garcia on their website, it'll pull up. They did a whole article, pictures, the song link. They uploaded the MP3, so they're a portal. I'm a contributor to their website. It's a huge international website of news and all kinds of stuff.
Excellent.
Everything you can imagine, music, art. Science, it's just awesome.
And for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you describe your music, Marty, but I describe it as kind of like funky Americana.
Yeah, It is, and it's kind of world music, too, because I use a lot of Celtic rhythms. I kind of had a Marty sound that I have been trying to identify because it doesn't really, it's not like anybody.
Yeah, good.
And it's actually more like the ancient Irish, like pentatonic.
Ah.
And, so it's a pentatonic, it's a simple pentatonic, so there's five notes. It's a five-note scale, an entire mode of just five notes. And this scale is what I generally have been reverting to since I started writing in 97.
Boy.
So, that's my kind of modus, is that ancient Celtic. But, of course, my pop influence, I mean, you know, the Cars and all the New England bands, Boston, everything in Providence. I used to go to Providence Convention Center to see the Bee Gees, Peter Frampton. Yeah, I worked at WAF. I was at a...
Yeah. So, further evidence that you are a reincarnated druid princess. All right, so about this leather jacket, Marty, what's the deal?
It's a Wilson's coat. It is, the lining is that leopard. It's velour. Ooh. It's kind of like fake fur, you know, velour. Yes. And it's got a big hood, very extremely warm. I mean, you will not feel even the wind in this coat, and it's so luxurious, but I don't have room, and I don't want to leave it behind.
Wow.
But like somebody who would appreciate it and love it, because I've worn it for a couple of years. I got it in Texas, believe it or not. It's very expensive, heavy leather, beautiful. I can't keep it. I'm having to let it go,
and
like
just,
everything else.
And just if you are interested in this leather coat that Marty is offering, trust me, folks, you've got to have some style, to wear this coat.
Okay, listen, you have... I'll call you back in a little bit. I got to run some errands.
Right.
Have them call the station and get their number, and I'll get it to them.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marty.
Okay, hon. All love you. Bye.
Thank you. There goes Marty Garcia. I met her here in this studio. I did not know who she was, but she what's the clean way to say this? She's a hot ticket, and she's an original, and full of spirit, full of life. And you know me. I mean, I like originals. All right. We're coming up to 11:15. When we come back after this break, it's the, third time I've said this, we'll briefly talk about the whole Black Lives Matter issue and their protest on Route 93, and then I think we'll try to avoid serious stuff for the rest of the show, because at 12 noon, Amy Goodman is coming up, and she's serious enough for about, 15 shows. Deadly accurate, but deadly serious. This is Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat on 1320 WARA.
You're listening to Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat here on AM 1320. Somebody likes alliteration.
Huh? The Arc of Bristol County is holding its 13th annual pancake breakfast on Saturday, October 17th from 8 till 11 a.m. at the Portuguese American Civic Club located on School Street in Taunton, Massachusetts. This full breakfast includes pancakes, syrup, sausage, fruit, coffee, and juice. For more information, call the ARC's Taunton office at 508-884-2971.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at goredforwomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th, to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.